like to call our meeting back to order from recess. This is a public hearing on the proposed 2013 budget that is in compliance with Missouri law. Missouri law requires that a county commission have a final budget hearing before the adoption and approval of a budget. We have a preliminarily agreed to budget in front of us, and the purpose of today's meeting is to take any input from the public regarding the proposed 2013 budget, and then based upon those recommendations and or suggestions, we have the ability to move forward, make changes, direct the budget officer to make said changes, and then to approve a budget in its finality. What I'd like to do is to call on the budget officer for any comments that he might have and to ask him if he would, especially for the media's sake that is sitting here, to give us an accounting of what our budget amount of funds are for the 2013 budget. Specifically, I know that's of interest to them because they have just voiced that to me. So what will our total budget be for general county revenue? What will our total budget be for road and bridge, sewer fund, et cetera? And then after your comments, we'll open up any questions that the public may have of us regarding the proposed 2013 budget. Mr. Finley.
Well, to begin with, I assume that they're looking for the amount of expenses that we budgeted. Is that?
Yes.
Okay. I'll just run down through the funds that we have here real quickly then. In general, county fund, we have appropriated, or we plan to appropriate, $19,305,192.35. There's some comments we need to understand about that, and I'll get to those later, but $4 million of that comes as a pass-through on some grants. That's the reason it's quite a bit more than what it has been in the past.
Well, specifically, you're referring to the flood buyout?
Yes.
And the monies that we're going to be receiving through FEMA and through SEMA for those individuals that were affected by the floods.
Mm-hmm.
And that's obviously not an expense that we see every year. So $4 million that we're anticipating we had to put into the budget as both revenues and expenditures.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes. And along with that now, we do plan to have a 2014 beginning fund balance of about $5.5 million. Road and Bridge Fund is, they've appropriated, or we plan to appropriate $9,507,250, and we also plan to have a beginning fund balance in that department of $7,908,000. The Assessor's Fund.
For the time being, I'm just going to have you give the estimated budgets for 2013. Don't include any future years, if that's all right.
Okay, I can do that. Sure. The Assessor's Fund, $693,508. Elections Fund, which that's not including elections within the general county revenue, but the Elections Fund is a special fund for the clerk and election authority,
$38,696.73.
$38,000. Yeah, what did I say, $30 million? Thanks for correcting me. $38,696.73.
We expected some elections, I don't know about this year.
Sorry about that. Senior Services Fund, $774,000. Transfer Station, $1,433,000. Inmate Security Fund, $10,341,000. And LEPC Fund, $12,166. Correct me if I say these wrong again, because I have a tendency to do that, I think. I don't know. Law Enforcement Training Fund. No, just the Law Enforcement Fund. And this is a fund that we've separated from General County Revenue. This was in General County Revenue, and initially we decided to separate it. It's been appropriated $1,700,931.
For those wanting to know, that was the special 1/8 cent sales tax that was passed for the judicial facility building.
Mm-hmm.
So we took that out of general county revenue so that we could track what the expenditures were for that specific fund and that judicial facility building.
Right, and we were tracking earlier. Just gives us a little better, easier way to track it. Law Enforcement Training Fund, $6,750. Prosecuting Attorney Training Fund, $5,648. Planning and Zoning Bond Fund is $200,000. 911 Fund, $962,350. Sewer Fund, $26,481,065. Civil Fees, $131,400. Tax Maintenance Fund, $327,481. Prosecuting Attorney Bad Check Fund is $161,073. Recorder's Tech Fund, $616,972. Prosecuting Attorney Delinquent Tax Fund is $100,221. Flood Control, $47,067. Drug Forfeiture, $13,350. Sheriff Revolving Fund is $89,894. And the VEST Grant Fund is $1,539.
I think we should note that the number of the last funds that you read are funds that are subject to the appropriation and expenditure by elected officials other than the county commission, but still it has to be within the budget that we approve. So tell me again what the total is, including the sewer.
$62,620,041.07.
And the sewer basically is, if I'm looking at this right, it's $26,481?
That's correct.
Okay. So, correct me if I'm wrong, the math is right. Less the sewer district fund, what we're really looking at appropriating for general county revenue, for road and bridge, and for those funds that the elected officials oversee is around $36 million for 2013.
Yes.
Gentlemen, questions? General public. Did you all have some questions about the budget that we can answer? We'll do our best.
I have questions regarding the budget from my office. I don't know if I can.
You want to come up? Surely.
I'm not really good at public speaking, so bear with me. The last time I looked at the budget that was so far agreed to for the public administrator's office, you guys, commissioners, have again denied our request for extra staff. I'm here to ask why you have continually denied the public administrator's office numerous requests for additional staff. In that office, it is just myself and the public administrator. When you were doing the budget cuts and layoffs in 2010, 2011, you removed the part-time help for that office and have not replaced them. Other offices have been replacing and adding personnel, and I would like to know your reasoning for continuing to deny help to an office that takes care of the residents of Taney County who are no longer able to care for themselves. You have been given all the numbers and statutes by the public administrator showing the need for extra staff and allowing for extra staff. The public administrator is appointed by the courts to care for these individuals, and that means attending meetings, going to the hospital, doctor appointments, and handling all of their financial and legal affairs. So caseload for the public administrator's office is increasing every month. It never decreases. There are numerous regulations and reports that the office must adhere to and file for the numerous government agencies that it deals with, as well as maintaining insurance and personal finances for all the individuals and estates that we handle. This office also administers to deceased estates, which can be very complicated. For each new case that is appointed, whether the individual is alive or deceased, it takes an average of 20 to 40 hours minimum to process, depending on the complexity of the individual or estate. This includes, but is not limited to, cleaning out homes and apartments, storing personal items, doing detailed inventories, which more often than not involves going through brush and entering premises that have been very poorly maintained, to put it politely, locating placement for individuals, which can take days and hours to arrange depending on their needs, moving individuals to new placements, setting up home health care, arranging auctions, researching for assets the individual or estate may have. All of this is done by two people in our office and our own personal vehicles, as most individuals have no funds to hire a mover, and it's very difficult at times to get a county vehicle. This office also serves as a resource for the members of this community by helping them search out resources to help them with a loved one who is in need of services. We average 20 to 60 phone calls per day for each of us, and they need to be documented, data entered into the computer, as well as assisting those that can come into our office and asking for help. Again, all of this work is done by two individuals. We work extra hours and on weekends and holidays if needed. Carol Davis, the public administrator, is on call 24/7, 365 days a year, and gets very numerous calls on the weekends and after hours regarding the individuals placed into her care. The public administrators need some more staff. Please consider granting the staffing request that has been made. Do you have any questions for me?
Brandon, Danny?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is Carol here today?
She's currently out of care meeting with one of our clients. She'll be back.
Guys, do either of you have any questions for Mary? Rick? Yes? No?
I do not.
No? Thank you. Any other member of the public have any comments that they would like to make regarding what's proposed within the budget? And if you want a copy of the budget, we'll get you one if you don't have one. It's very shortly, when it is approved, it's going to go onto the net and will be available electronically, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Anything else I should say about that?
I think, if someone wants a copy, the first place to look would be on the website. But if they want a copy of their own, you know, we can email that to them. If they need it printed off, we really probably should charge what the county charges for copies.
If anybody here today wants a copy of the budget, we will furnish it to you and it won't cost you. So if you're here at this meeting and you want one, we'll print a copy and provide it. No other questions? No comments at all? Nothing? You guys up front?
I just come here to listen. I was kind of wondering about the roads, but they said this wasn't the place to talk about it.
Well, it is if you want to talk about the budgetary portion of it.
That's fine.
Anything you have to say will be noted.
I'm Ed Nightingale, and I'm representing Emery Creek Ranch. And we've been talking about you guys trying to take in our subdivision out there. But the last we heard was you possibly was going to take in 2.5 miles on the eastern side and 2.5 miles on the western side. So we was wondering if we was going to be included in that 2.5 miles or what the plans are. Or
let me address that first.
Okay.
I don't know that there are any money specifically set aside within the county budget for the acquisition of new roads within the 2013 budget. That doesn't mean that that won't happen. I came to the commission January 1st of 2011, and during that time, to the best of my knowledge, there have been no roads that have been added to the current system. There are a number of petitions that are pending from 2, 3, 4 years before I came in, when the county commission at that time had made the decision that they would not be bringing in additional roads. Now, you said 2.5 miles east and west.
Well, that's what I heard. That was the last I heard that you guys.
But that was discussed. It had to be a minimum of 2 years ago because it hasn't been discussed since I've been here. Well, not formally in the county commission. But let me assure you that during 2013, we are, as a commission, going to look at and just ask. I looked over and she wasn't there. Just asked this morning to have staff set up a meeting for us with Road and Bridge so that we could review all petitions that have been pending for all prior years so that this commission can be brought up to speed of what's out there, what's been requested, what R&B has looked at, what they haven't looked at, what we're going to have to look at, and then we're going to evaluate what budgetary dollars we have, what we have in the budget, the existing mileage of roads that we have, and what we can possibly do to bring future roads into the county road system. We know that there is a real demand out there. We know that there are subdivisions that certainly have been created and roads have been built. Whether or not those roads are up to county standards is something that R&B will have to tell us, but we're going to take a look at all requests that are before us.
We've had Randy out there, and he's went through it, and Jim's went through it when he was here. And, I mean, I come to a meeting, and I presented a deal to you guys, and that was my understanding. So I didn't know where we was, so that's pretty clear now. So.
We are formally now going to take a look at what is in front of us.
Okay.
And
I'm
not speaking for all of us, I'm speaking for me, but certainly Danny and Brandon can offer.
So when can we expect some kind of an answer on?
Well, we're scheduled as early as I think next Monday to look at petitions is what we ask for. And then from there, we'll try to make some evaluations.
Sounds good.
Okay. The statement that you made on the 2.5 miles, I have no idea where that came from. It hadn't been discussed with any of the
That was just something Jim
commission
told me.
As we stand, so I don't know where that came from, but if you talk about 2.5 miles on the eastern side of the county versus 2.5 miles on the western side of the county, the 5/6 of the county lays up on the eastern side, and we will look at it and evaluate the most effective mileage that we can get
for the dollar.
For the dollars, and Randy plays a big part in that in Road and Bridge, and so all those roads, just as we did, I think in 2009, I believe, will be looked at mileage wise, condition wise, and evaluated, and then we'll decide on. There's two or three ways that we're looking at this, and snow removal and county maintenance is one that I brought up to Road and Bridge before. Some roads that are gravel-based roads will be evaluated as such with no snow removal. And a lot of those roads set mandatorily for over a year before we decide to do anything with them because we have to have dig outs. Where the soft spots are, there's no need in chipping sealing and having to go back the next year and dig those out. So it's a long evaluation process, and hopefully we can do some when we get these numbers in front of us, and hopefully we can take in some roads and start that process again. Budget has played a major part in this decision. So that's where we're at. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Anybody else? Jan, Evan, do you guys have questions for us from the media? If you do, we might as well just do that on the record. No? No?
I'll go ahead and throw one out there, actually.
Sure.
I know that you gave a figure of, I guess, the total appropriations. What is the, I guess, total expected revenue? I know you said it's flat based on last year's sales tax. What is that?
Well, our total expected revenue is not flat, but sales tax projections, we are estimating that those will be flat. In other words, we're estimating basically what we received in 2012, which was around $6.7 million, rounded off. Is that right, Rick?
In
That's
sales tax
put in the budget in sales tax. We have a number of other revenues. Our anticipated expenditures compared to anticipated revenues are considerably more. When I say considerably more, we're probably looking at, is it around $4 million? Is it less than $4 million? I'll explain what the difference is. But
in general county revenue.
Just in general county
just
revenue.
Just in county. We have projected revenues of $15 million, and we're projecting expenses of $19 million.
Now, within that, for your edification, the law requires that you put 3% aside into an emergency fund. And that amount of money is how much, Rick? Remind me, so.
Well, it's $4.5 million or close, or $450,000.
No.
I think we put about $790,000 in there, I think.
That's the figure I'm looking for, so I can
give it to you. Let me find it real quick for you, because I don't remember.
If I can find it here, I'll...
think it's 735.
How much?
735.
So in the emergency fund, there's 735,000, which we hope not to spend at all. Number two, there's also a contingency fund that's placed within the budget. Under Missouri law, if we don't budget for expenditures, we can't expend the funds. So, for example, the request that came in from the public administrator, we have monies that are in the contingency fund. And if the commission sees that that need is there, and the public administrator's office certainly thinks that need is there, then we can take those funds and actually spend them. Otherwise, we don't spend them. We have a number of monies that are set aside for special elections that we may or may not spend. We have monies that are set aside for professional services, for capital improvements, in a number of areas that the county could expend, but probably will not expend, that falls within the total amount of expenditures that we have. Realistically, if you take out the capital expenditures that we have in the budget, which is this parking garage for around $200,000 is the estimate, a roof on the garage, which is an estimate for around another $200,000, that's $400,000 just in capital improvements. If we don't decide to do that, we won't be spending the funds. If it is required that we do that for safety's sake, then we're going to have to spend the money. What I'm getting at is within this overall budget, there's probably, I'm looking at you, but after capital improvements, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000, what, where am I?
That we're going to spend more than what we...
That we may end up at the end of the year spending.
I would
that
say,
we,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just like we predicted for 2012 that we were going to spend a couple of million dollars more than what we were going to bring in. In essence, we did not do that. In reality, rather, we did not do that. And when you take out capital improvements in 2012, we operated in the black. But the county commission chose to utilize some of the dollars that we had in carryover to make those capital improvements. We're pretty close to being where we were in 2012. You made that mention at the last public meeting that we had. And they're looking for some quotes for us, I guess, that are more... Go ahead.
How much did your deficit spend in 2012?
If you take out capital improvements, zero.
Okay. So
with capital improvements, Rick, what was the figure?
$200,000.
Okay. And so how much do you anticipate you're going to deficit spend?
That's that fella, right?
2013.
Jen, there's a lot of things that can determine that. It, like Ron said, if we decide to do several capital improvements, we may deficit. We may spend quite a bit of that money that we have that could be used that way if we don't do any. Huh?
I mean, right now.
If we spent every...
There's several different ways you can say that, but when you say there's, that you're going to take in $15 million and you're projecting to spend $19 million, then that means that you've got $4 million in the budget that's...
Well, let me back up first.
Set aside that could be deficit spending is in one way that you look at it.
Let me back you up first for my edification. Mm-hmm. In the $15 million, Rick, $4 million of that is flood buyout? Of the revenues, or is that outside of the
budget? Yes, it is.
So in the $15 million, $4 million of that is coming from the federal government for the flood buyout. It's good, it's listed in our budget as a revenue.
Because you've already been...
And is an...
You're going to be appropriated that at the end of the week, right?
It's already... It's budgeted as a revenue, as an expenditure. So when you think 15, realize that $4 million of that, it's not our money. It's the Fed money to do the buyout. But we have to spend it. It has to come through the county. For all practical purposes, at the end of 2013, we're probably going to be in the neighborhood of deficit spending. That's the question she's asking, Rick, and how much. And he's telling you that could vary greatly. Realistically, it'd probably be around $250,000 to $300,000, $350,000.
If you look at what I would consider expenses that are not capital expenditures, I would guess it will be maybe $300,000.
If revenues are up, based upon our projections, it'll be zero.
Yeah.
I mean, why can't we balance our budget then? Why are we going to spend $300,000 more than we're taking in? I mean, I can't spend $300,000 more than my budget.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. You can't do that, and neither can I. But if you have a savings account that has a few million dollars in it, and you decide to make capital improvements from that savings account, it has to show as an expenditure. So, yes, we're deficit spending for the revenues that are coming in compared to the expenditures that we have for the year. But we're pulling that from a fund that the county has on hand.
So how much do we have in our savings account?
Rick?
The beginning balance of you want general county revenue, you want them all, Dan?
No, just general county revenue.
The beginning balance of general county revenue this year is
$9,814,824.56.
$824.56. That's what
we have a security over?
That's what we're going to start the year with in general county revenue.
Now, if, for example, something were to happen to our main revenue stream, which is sales tax dollars in the tourism industry, that would carry us 6 or 7 months of operating expenditures that we're required to make. So that's why that money's on here.
$2 million over in 2012, but you did, in all reality, only go over
$2 million. Yes, that's correct. Now we were at a point where that was much higher, and that's what we've really been working hard on, bringing us to that point where we don't spend any more than we bring in. But then you reach a point where your savings, where your savings are a higher amount, where everybody's going, well, wait a minute, we need to be utilizing that to provide additional law enforcement services, additional this, 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 and this. So there's a balance that we're shooting for. That balance is to spend what you bring in. That's where we're trying to get to.
Yeah.
And we're getting really, really close, Jim.
We'd like to get to that point. So we'd like to be the point where that we see that we feel like we're going to bring in more revenue than what we're going to have to spend, so that we could add on people in different departments where we know that they probably are needed.
But isn't it true that your revenue is actually increasing every year?
Jan, again, I haven't looked at that, so I'd have to look.
When you go back the last 10 years, isn't your revenue continuing to increase?
Sure, going back over 10 years.
Oh, yeah, it's going
to
go this way. We had some years
that
were really high. We had some years really high, and we had some really low. We've been pretty flat the last 3 years.
Now, what has happened that has been significant, at least I think, not always applauded by auditors, which the state auditor may tell us, but Rick and I, out of all the things that we don't agree on, do agree that we need to be cautious in budgeting our revenues. And by doing that, when we bring in more revenues than we budgeted, it puts the county in a sounder fiscal position. Because if you take the other side of that and you budget and you don't receive your revenues, you're in a real mess. And that's by budgeting. And once you've budgeted dollars under Missouri law, once I give an elected official, any elected official, I don't want to pick on any of them, ABC elected official X amount of dollars, and we don't get the revenues, they can still spend it, whether we get it or not. So we have to be very careful about that, because the law says, no, you budget it, they can spend it. We don't have it. Doesn't matter. Now, that sounds crazy, I know, but that's Missouri law.
So would you consider then to the public that you presented a balanced budget for 2013?
I'd say it's pretty close. When you take out the amounts of money that we feel that are within the budget that are there in case of emergency purposes, We're getting very, very close. I would hope that, but here's where we're headed. Let me just state this. Following the adoption of this budget, and once we get underway, and following the commissioners' conference, which is sometime in the first week, I think, of
February
for commissioners' training, it's the intent of the commission to initiate or to form a committee to work with the commission to build a 3 to 5 year plan, financial plan for the county. I've talked about that since I've been here. We've reached that point. We've hit some milestones along the way over the course of the last 2 years, but we intend to work with the elected officials, bring in some individuals from the banking industry and the financial field, and help build a 3 to 5 year plan for the future. That will enable the elected officials to have a better handle of what monies are going to be available in the future. It will help us to understand what projects we can or cannot approach. It will help us to prioritize what the county can be doing, where they can be spending their monies, what roads we can take in, what roads we can't take in, how much we can add to that system. Because once you start the maintenance of the roads, and that's been the only holdup to the best of my knowledge as to why additional roads haven't been added, you have an annual cost that you have to continue to bear to maintain those additional roads. And right now, that's at the figure of several million dollars a year. So we will look at that cautiously. We do know there's some areas that need to be taken in and that there were some commitments that have been made in the past, and we are going to take a look at all of those. But it will also give us the ability, Jan, to look at economic development. What can we do through economic development to help build the valuation of the county? What can we do through economic development to help the tourism industry within the county? How can we bolster the economy within this county? How can we help to create jobs that will, in fact, stimulate the economy? And by and through this plan, we hope to be a part of moving this county forward in a very positive manner. So that's where we're headed, hopefully within a month, 30 days, that we start that process. My goal is to put the county in a position where we're not spending more money than we're bringing in, where we're not budgeting to spend more money than we're bringing in with the hopes of not spending those dollars, and we're on more of a sound financial footing. And I really believe that we've made giant steps in the last couple of years to that end. And I think that we're going to complete that process. And the discussions that we've had preliminarily during budget time have been excellent. Do you gentlemen have some comments you want to make? I don't want to hog the floor here.
No. One thing you have to consider as we figure the budget and has greatly affected our budget process is the fact that we've dealt with two floods and a major tornado, which we were, as bad as it was, we were very fortunate that revenues didn't suffer a total disastrous loss with the tornado that come down the strip. If it would have been anything like Joplin's or something like that where it wiped out the entire strip, then we have, that's where we budget and have this emergency fund plus our beginning fund balance to operate this county upon a disaster like that. That would make a tremendous difference. And when we figure our plan, our three-year plan, we have to figure into that plan by law a certain percentage of emergency funds and maybe to exceed that amount. So I feel like we're very fortunate that we broke even or pretty well flat on our revenues.
Well, I tell you, to follow up on what you said, when you have a national disaster and it's not declared a national disaster and you don't receive federal funds to help with that disaster, it drains your pocketbooks in a heartbeat. And there are a number of counties across the state that could not have withstood the financial exposure and expense that this county has over the course of the last few months. And I would applaud the city as well, Branson and the other communities that were hit, because they were under the same situation that we were. But our county has come out of that in really good shape financially for the county government itself. I don't mean to speak to the disaster that befell the citizens within the county, but there's a huge expense that was not theirs, that was borne by the county for cleanup and the things that we've been doing. But had we not been in the position we were in, we would have been decimated. Gentlemen, thoughts about the budget? Any other comments from the public regarding this public hearing? Do you two have any other questions specifically that we could answer or try to answer or will answer after if you want to catch me? Or Is that mine?
No. Ron, you might explain that there's a few adjustments that we can look at to make on this, but they're minor adjustments, and it doesn't have to be approved in finality till January the 3rd.
Well, I would like to, we had a preliminary budget meeting upstairs. The press sat in on just some very minor things within the budget, but it were questions that we needed to have answered with Rick. I know you need to make a couple of calculation cancels or changes within that. But what I'd like to do is give Rick the go-ahead to, in, for his work, to finalize that so that the product can be available to the public ASAP. I know that it has been available, but what I mean is the little changes that we made upstairs.
I think there's only one of those. I haven't got the information on. I can probably get that done within, probably within 15, 20 minutes. I'll have it.
Mary, in direct answer to your question and the statement that you made, the decision that was made regarding that particular budget was made after examination of other budgets within the state, workload that fell within the offices of that particular officer. But we won't forget your request, even during this time frame, and we'll continue to talk to you about that. We have the ability within the budget that we have to do that. We also have, for example, requests from the Sheriff's Department for additional and others for additional personnel that were not fully answered or granted, but we will continue to look. And I will have the conversation with you all regarding that, because we still have some questions about it. But Rick, comments?
No, I do have a budget message here that just goes over a lot of things we've talked about, and I have three or four copies if anybody wants that.
Do you want to read it?
Would you like for me to? I mean, I hate to just read to people. I don't like to be read to. But I would be glad to if you want me to.
I would love for you to furnish it at least to the media and to anyone else that would like a copy. And again, if you've made those small changes and somebody would like a hard copy, we will furnish that to you. Here today, something to look at. If you're like me, I like to look at it.
Is that
old school?
Is that? Would you rather wait and read that one at the fine?
Are you indicating Brandon and I don't like to look at it because we like to look at it too, right?
I like to look at it on my computer as well. That's not what I meant.
Rick, I guess you know if we could, because I'll be going to a legislative deal. I guess Wednesday, Thursday. Is it possible to have everything presented to us Monday in a finalized format?
I think there's only one change I have to make, and I can probably finalize that, and okay. I will send you a copy by email and probably
the email will be fine.
Email from you. So I'll email all three of you.
Okay.
And I emailed it out to all elected officials and department heads last week, asked them to look at their specific budgets because sometimes they'll see things that we don't see. And I did get a couple of things back. In fact, I think the airport had two lines changed. We switched those, and so you know those are. I think we're.
So we need to approve. We need formally to approve a budget. When you've made those changes, do you want us to schedule that for Monday for the final adoption, or is that what you're?
It's up to you guys. Whenever Monday would be great.
Let's do Monday. That way, if there is any other you know public comment that aren't here, they can. But it needs to be done quick.
That, according to statute, has to be in hard copy presented to the county commission and available to the public.
Right.
Make us a hard copy.
I'll make you a hard copy.
Thank you.
I don't think it's according to statute.
And then we'll have it Monday morning. That way we can go ahead.
You want me to make three copies or one?
I want a hard copy. You want a hard copy, Dan?
I'll want a hard finalized copy, yeah.
I'll print three copies.
And Danny's right. It's to be in typewritten or in printed form, it says.
That is typewritten or printed. It doesn't say anything about paper. So not being a lawyer, I think we would have an argument there.
I'm not a lawyer either. Let me tell you, the commission would like to have that.
And I'll be glad to provide it that way.
We'll see if the state can change that so you can understand it.
maybe they'll change it so you can understand it. I don't know.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks
for your comments today. Do you have anything else?
I don't. I appreciate it, guys.
Good.
Any member of the public have any additional comment regarding the budget hearing? We are scheduled at 1 o'clock for an executive session, as I understand it. Council didn't receive that notice, so we're going to do that via conference.
I think we're going to via phone.
We do have library tax resolution that's scheduled for 3 o'clock today. My understanding we're going to do that. I'll be here, but via telephone.
Yes.
What that is we'll have a resolution. We'll read the resolution. We need to have a resolution on record. Just our vote wasn't sufficient enough, so we need to do that today.
Right.
So really, I will get together with you all and sit by the phone, and we'll take care of those items of business. And for the regular agenda, then, we will stand in recess until 1 o'clock.